Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Thaluga.
Roger playing Arendir.
We had a bony good time last time. Let's do a little recap and get right into today's episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew found themselves staring down a small army of skeletons in King Mansa's Colosseum. The distrusting wizards of Bodkali wanted proof of Bleebly's power, and boy did the gang give it to them. Charging across the battlefield, Thaluga made a mad dash for the opposing team's flag, while Theo used his new shadowy wings to take to the skies and provide cover fire. While Arendir and Reggie defended their base, Glebnor followed after Thaluga and made his way to the enemy flag carrier in their dark bunker. While the Plope and Bleebly's champion dragged the skeletal mage across the arena, Theo used his devil's sight to peer into the darkness and take aim at a lumbering bone golem. To Mansa's delight, the gang made short work of Loren's skeletons, even embarrassing Greg in the process. With the flags captured and the necromancer's soldiers destroyed, the Chaos crew were victorious. And we join our heroes now in the throes of a courtly celebration, welcoming Bleebly and his followers with a sprawling royal feast. We find our boys tonight at a long dining table. Mechanically, this is a hero's feast. You are just filled with the fervor of victory as multiple drow attendants are bringing you plate after plate of exotic dishes. Mansa is stuffing his face, eating wildly. He has Bleebly seated right next to him, and he has an arm over your shoulder.
Cousin, you must try the pheasant. It is like a bird, but small.
Why don't you just call it Small Bird?
Wizards! We're changing the name of Pheasant to Small Bird, as decreed by Lord Bleebly.
The rest of you, I'm actually going to say that they kind of dolls you guys up for this occasion. Bleebly, what do you look like, would you imagine, in like royal regalia?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, what would they have tried to fit you into to make you look extra fancy on this very special occasion? I would say you definitely are covered in jewels and gems. There's like heavy golden chains around your neck, and your fingers are completely full of golden rings.
Yeah, I feel like they'd probably
haircut or something.
They'd probably put like some type of one, like think of like a what is it? The pimp jackets.
Perfect.
But like it's a bright purple fucking jacket, like big
leopard fur collar.
Yeah, basically yeah. That and. You know, like a big, like fluffy hat, like
unbelievable.
Like the what is it?
Kramer.
Like a cowboy. Yeah, basically that. Like cowboy hat, but it's like fluffy.
Yeah.
They basically just took my duster and cowboy hat and made it fluffy.
Yeah, you look just too large.
Yeah.
In like where you're sitting, like you're in the middle of so much clothes. Just flowing robes and jackets. You're like, they've put jackets on top of jackets.
Yeah.
And yeah, you have like just so many high fur collars. But Mansa looks delighted with his new god. Sitting to his side is his bodyguard, Arendir. What do you think you look like in your new fancy regalia?
I want like a gilded, like gold and green,
oh, yeah.
Like a cape. Going on.
Perfect.
One of those like Robin Hood hats, but with like the most giant feather coming out of it.
Unbelievable.
Like huge.
The
like
feather is almost as big as it's almost as big as your sword. This is the feather of like a rock, like an ancient like bird of legend. But it is so long, it is almost like tilting your head back. You have to use your neck muscles to keep your head straight. The feather is so large on your big hat.
I don't believe the feather is long enough. My lord.
I'm terribly sorry, Arendir. We've done the best we can. It's the largest feather I had.
What if you get one of the mages to enlarge it?
Lorenz!
You see, Lorenz looks exhausted. He has, like, bags under his eyes. He's wearing, like, fancy necromancer robes, which are just, like, very angular, strange green and purple robes. He has to like turn his whole body to look at everyone. He's like, are you guys freaking serious? I have no spell left.
Lorenz.
Is that made of a spine? Because it's real stiff.
It is made of whalebone. Thank you very much.
Lorenz.
yes, what?
Could you This feather is not quite big enough for my liking. Could you, you know?
I have like no second level slots left. This is so, it's so rude that you're asking this.
You don't have a pearl of power?
No, I don't have a pearl of power, Blee-Blee.
I figured, you know, a necromancer like you would have at least one.
One day I will get a pearl. Many pearls. I'll have more pearls than you've ever seen.
Not reading enough books, I see.
I read plenty of books, thank you very much.
He makes your feather huge. Make a strength saving throw.
Strength saving?
Yep.
That's a dirty 20.
Okay. You feel your chair just go into the ground with the weight of this feather. Huge. That's neck more fins. Like
it. That's more like it. Now I'm right at table level.
I hate that she likes that.
You can see that in like these like raised chairs, this definitely like status chairs, Bleepley's champion and Plope are sitting. There's so many pillows propping the two of you up. God. And multiple like drow attendants are each feeding you grapes and strange items from plates.
I don't even know what that is. You know, I got my own hands. I got so many.
Like pushing your hands down so they can feed you. What is Toluga wearing in your like noble outfit?
I don't know.
What are we? I'm trying to think. I think maybe they've put you in like a full like Pope outfit. You have like an incredibly tall hat.
God,
love the hat.
Really? But what about my cowboy hat? And I lift up the Pope hat, and underneath is the cowboy hat.
You're a man of many hats.
That's true. I lift up this one. It's the bowler cap, and I give it to my son.
Ooh.
Make a quick insight check, Glebnor, if you wouldn't mind.
12?
Greg is eyeing your hat jealously from across the way. See, he's whispering to Schumach, who's kind of ignoring him. Glebnor, what have they put you in?
They basically just threw a fancy-looking Persian rug over me. It's the only thing that would fit.
Yeah, it's kind of just draped over you.
They don't really know where my shoulders are or how anything works.
Oh, son, give him a hand. Just a couple shoulders.
It's like sliding off a little bit, and you can see there's like a small dwarven mage just kind of pushing the back part of this weird cape up to make it look fancy.
I'm going to make a little clip.
Gross.
What you say?
Nothing, sorry. His dwarfish is impeccable.
And you can see Reggie is so small. He's sitting on a little pillow, crisscross applesauce, in between all of the chaos. He's wearing like a little tuxedo. He still obviously does look like a gnome, and they've given him a little top hat.
Oh, it's adorable, Reg. You look great.
Oh, you guys are just saying that.
No, looking good, you're Reg. Stunning.
Oh, come on now.
You know what really pulled it together? A monocle.
Ooh. Oh,
it's true.
I'm just saying, guys, I think that this is the first place where I feel like we're getting the respect we deserve.
I agree.
Yeah.
Finally. My lord feels like a god.
Hey, Monza.
Yes, cousin. Yeah,
do you guys have monocles?
A monocle. You over there.
Yeah, he points at a like half elf, sort of like illusionist wizard. He has these kind of like long, kind of flowy orange robes over. He has glasses and he walks over. Mansa grabs the glasses off his face, breaks them in half, throws one piece over his shoulder and hands you the other one.
There you are.
Oh, nice. I'm basically just going to use Tinkerer's tools to put a little like
chain
on it and then give it to Reggie as a monocle.
Hell,
that's gonna pull it's gonna pull it all together.
Reggie puts a monocle on, he looks fucking awesome. And you can see the illusionist is stumbling to get back to his seat because he clearly needed his glasses.
You can't fix 20/20 vision.
Use some of your magic on your eyes, dummy.
Yeah,
these nerds, am I right? If it's not in a spell book, they have no creative liberty.
What
a fool.
Trip them.
I'm going to do a trip. Hold on. Get back here. You've wandered from my grasp.
You can see now the illusionist is turned around. It's like, oh, come on. He has to walk back over to the king. And it's like,
go ahead now. Don't look. And you're surprised by this as he kicks him in the shin as this dude falls on his face.
Oh, my God.
Ah. Ooh. Look at him. He really scuffed that knee.
Hilarious.
Ah, cousin. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
I'm honest. When you first arrived, I was sure you were Yehoran spies sent to murder me. But
well, why would you think that?
You know,
I don't.
You're wielding Jaegeron weapons, and
they're not Jaegeron. I've made these.
Oh. Well, someone in Jaegeron maybe has been stealing your designs.
I'll have to have a talk with them.
I don't know if you've heard, but Jaegeron is kind of winning this war, and those weapons are maybe the reason why. Krizik's knights and paladins are having a bit of trouble, I hear, on the northern border. Something wrong with the way I said border?
No, I like it.
The border!
It's very elegant.
The border of Macria!
Your accent, it's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been working on my diction for centuries.
Oh, it shows.
So, please, tell me, cousin, how can we help each other?
What we need as, you know, our group here, we're looking to just defeat Krizik.
I start elbowing. Tell him about our crusading their crusade.
Yeah, so you've heard of Tidigal.
Yes, a lovely southern village.
So we're from Tidigal.
Ah!
Yeah!
From the ass.
Right from the ass.
So, he like looks over at the diviner witch and is like, you didn't mention the ass. Goes back to joining the conversation.
So basically, instead of actually saying everything, I'll kind of bring him up to speed on kind of what happened and hit, you know, the main points of everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into detail of everything.
Thank you.
But hit the main points of stuff so he understands where we're at with this.
He is listening with rapt attention. And you can see at a certain point, Schumacher's like, my darling, can I have some wine? And he's like, shut up! I'm paying attention to Cousin Bleebly! And he's just lasered in as you guys tell him of your insane trials and tribulations you've suffered.
Tell him about the chowder! Tell him about the chowder!
I'm gonna slide a pamphlet towards him. It's all here if you want to brush up more later.
I would love to! Wow, metal pamphlet. You don't see that every day.
Nice, right?
We're environmentally friendly.
We worked hard.
Wonderful,
on it.
Wonderful. Well, you see that I'm in a bit of an awkward position here. I don't really want to go to war with an entire religious group. But I could be persuaded to open my libraries to you all. Any information that my wizards have in this city is yours for the taking.
Well, that's very generous. I mean, I was hoping that we could do a very beneficial relationship. Obviously, you're giving us some, you know, access to all the information. We can help out with the gnoll problem.
Yes, the gnolls have been quite an issue. They are rampaging in Magria. They don't really like the coin system, much like myself. They need mortals to eat to make more gnolls. You get it.
Yeah.
So I believe that their bastion, they must have some kind of enchantment that is allowing them to, you know, murder the old-fashioned way. we in the city, you know, I probably should have mentioned this earlier. The wards and seals protecting my lovely city of Bardkali also interrupt the Red Prince's curse. So, if you die here, you die the good old-fashioned way. Nice and normal.
So, I'm assuming someone on the Knoll side knows how to put up a similar glyph thing so when they kill people, they can kill them and get the body.
Perfect. And I think I actually have something. Where are the Abjaras? He looks into the crowd of wizards that are sitting at these different tables. And a dwarf does kind of pop up, an abjuration wizard. He stumbles over kind of nervously. He has kind of like a balding grayish hair and a long beard, a little patchy. And he's covered in these abjuration tattoos.
Unfortunately, a group of our abjuration wizards were they were in one of our strongholds out deeper in Magria, and they were kidnapped or murdered. But we think maybe the gnolls took them. So I think maybe them having an abjured area kind of on us might be of our fault, possibly.
Would you be able to get us a map to this location?
We could definitely do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not far from here. You'll have to leave Bardkali, but do you have a way of traversing the terrible desert?
Do we ever?
Sick whip!
By the way, do you know Gertie?
You hear the name Gertie kind of gets floated around. And you see Monza's like, Gurdy? Gurdy? That does sound familiar. He looks over to one of the drow attendants, this drow mage. He's like, did we get a notice earlier? And you left the card? Oh, yes, my lord. And you, they're just like whispering amongst each other. This card was left earlier while you were fighting the skeletons. he takes the card. Would the owner of the 18-wheeler outside Bad Cali please pick up your vehicle? Your lights are on. And a small tortle was pretty upset that you, says here, left him fucking hanging. Ooh. So, yes, I believe Gertie, is waiting with your vehicle outside of the city.
Who was driving?
That was me.
Luga.
You left the lights on?
Beluga should have shut him off.
I was,
she's better than this.
A little bit more concerned than,
well, it's dark
the,
out.
The bone wave.
Yeah, so the but, like, the battery now could be, like, dead.
Battery?
A battery. Kernick.
Yeah, that's there's a battery in there.
What's a battery?
Yeah, I think the power stuff.
It runs off of demon energy.
Yeah, we just slot one of these bad boys and I
slurp, boom!
Flip the, coin on my necklace.
Sure. Yeah, you flip the coin, you can hear...
Yeah, eat that, you asshole.
Tuck it back into your shirt. But yes, if you could help me with the gnoll problem, maybe head on out there. I'm trying to keep things locked down tight in the city.
Yeah.
With war about, my mages are in hot supply. People want them for their side, and I have to protect these nads.
Understandable. I mean, I believe my gracious Plope here needs to check out some books, but...
yeah, I need a lot of books.
So
you've come to the right place.
Before we head out and deal with the gnoll problem, I mean, you should probably do a little bit of reading up. I mean, I would like to check out my temple that's here.
Yes, of course, Blood of Thane. You are the inheritor to the temple to the Man in Black.
So, you know, check that out. We also have to...
I gotta get Myra over to the Divination College.
Yeah, I gotta go to that.
Ah, your young charge! And you can see Myra is kind of sitting at the end of the table. She is sitting next to the Divination Wizards who are kind of... She just keeps drawing really scary black suns on paper and showing it to them. I think she's making my wizards a bit nervous.
I'll head on over.
That's what we're here for.
All right. Now, Bleebly, we have so much to talk about!
Oh, wait, hold on. I got sidebar with him real quick.
Ah, yes, yep. From the pan flat.
Everybody, fingers in ears.
You can see Monza puts his fingers in his ears. Schumach does it. Greg seems like he's giving you a dirty look, Bleebly, while he does it.
I flip off Greg, and I hold up the other two middle fingers.
Monza cackles wildly to himself. It is a fish custom! I know what that was, Taluga. Go ahead, you guys can have your sidebar.
Yeah, I saw Yarno earlier.
Where?
It's just in, like, a back alley.
Why?
He's really freaking out right now.
I mean, that's kind of his default.
Okay, well, then more than normal.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I think he's off his meds or something, if he had those.
I don't know if he did.
Oh, he really
should. He should probably get some.
Yeah, can't be good for his heart.
Yeah, probably not.
Anyways, he wanted to meet at some bar named... Diamond Dan... son?
Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks!
Okay.
That was later tonight.
How did Yarno get in the city already?
Are you in the
sidebar? What the hell? I'm not part of the sidebar. Everyone was over here sidebarring.
No, it's just me and him.
Fine, fuck me then.
Reggie
walks away. He like sits over like in between a bunch of dorky wizards. See, Reggie's just like, what's your guys' freaking deal? He's just making dumb conversation.
I don't think he understands sidebar.
We've sidebarred with him before. I don't get it.
Yeah, but he never actually respects sidebar.
God.
Gotta have a talk with him. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so Diamondbacks, do you know where that is?
No clue. I'll figure it out. Anyways, he wanted to meet there tonight, sometime.
All right. Well, you guys go do the divination thing. Yeah. I'll keep Monza entertained with Thirandir over here, and then we'll meet at Diamondbacks in, like, I don't know, a little while. Like,
yeah, sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's really making them nervous. I've never seen an elf sweat that much.
Yeah, you look over and, like, these, like, You know, the goth aesthetic is so heavy on these scary divination witches, but they look nervous as this small girl is drawing these apocalyptic photos all over a napkin. And as you approach over to Luga, you can see...
Hey!
Quite nervously, Phaedra, the drow you met earlier.
Ah, hello.
Hi. It's that bad?
May we have a moment to talk,
Sidebar?
I didn't want to ask, but yes, please.
Okay, sidebar!
Oh, well, they really are quite regimented.
Yeah.
Your young charge, Myra?
Yeah.
I have also always heard that the orcs of her land were obsessed with a doomsday scenario, but this child is just in a fervor of nervousness. She is quite sure that the sun will be blacked out and shadow will envelop the world, which is not what you want to hear from an 8-year-old, you can imagine.
No, it's not. Would it help you to know that I have an associate who's close to the man in black, and that could be something?
That is obviously a cause for concern. You do travel with the blood of Thane, the old god of death. If Mansa is to be believed, he is of the bloodline. You know, the bloodline.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. You both just are nervously looking at Bleepley from across the table.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, you saw it in the Colosseum.
I think they're saying good things about you.
I think that maybe it would be best if we could take her into the Tower of the Stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps there with the rest of the other divination witches, we may be able to unravel this web.
Okay.
Can you make a real quick insight check?
Sure. 26.
Okay. Phaedra does seem to be helping you.
There's just this little nagging feeling in the back of your mind that something is up with this witch.
It's hard to put your finger on it. But I think what's probably making you a little nervous is the spider aesthetic of all of her robes. And I think you would know.
I would make the connection to the demon.
Yes, you would remember that on that tapestry of demon lords in Magria, there was a spider queen.
Oh, boy.
But you're inside the city, and demons and devils can't get in here. So I think that if anything, you're just making connections in your head, as you often like to do, Teluga. it's just adding to your stress level with that evidence I check.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Just going to go. All right. Just had to repress some stress.
I don't mean to alarm you, but I see heart problems for you in the future if you don't kind of get that under
control.
Yeah,
but, you know, running a whole crusade by yourself is rough.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, if you would like to take Glebnor and Myra with me, we can make our way to the Tower of the Stars.
Okay, sounds good. I do the sign. Sidebar done.
You good, Daddy?
Yeah, we're good. Let's go, son.
All right. Hey, Greg, on the way up here, I saw a big mess in the stable if you want to attend to that. Tip my bowler at him.
Yeah.
Oh, but desserts...
Also looked like some guy threw up in their seat in the Colosseum. Might want to clean that up, too.
Dessert's almost here. I see Shumak's like, get to going, Greg.
Look at Shumak. I can't believe you're...
Look over at...
fondling his hair over your husband.
Look over disgusting. At Mansa. Hit him with a wink.
Make a persuasion check with advantage.
10.
Okay. Like, ah, Glebnor! He says wink out loud. Wink! He looks over at you. He's not great at statecraft. He's just a king. It's fine.
God, Greg is so lame.
The lamest.
Theo,
wouldn't be caught dead in a relationship with him. That'd be embarrassing.
You watch.
Can you imagine?
Glebnor and Teluga are shit-talking Greg as they walk away with the divination witches towards one of the many floating wizard towers in the city. You and Arendir are left now sitting up at this in this big banquet hall with Mansa as he looks out over all the different wizard colleges. All eyes are on you. You can make a perception or insight check if you wouldn't mind.
13.
13? It's one of those things of like when you're the dead center of attention, it's pretty overwhelming. You're trying to not let it get to your head, but every time you do anything, there's just like a bunch of wizards just watching your every movement. If you are a god, you are one of the only gods to have stepped on Iona in centuries.
So, cousin,
I've got to know. How'd you do it? How'd you become a god? Well, it can't just be the blood. I see human in you.
Well, you know, my plope is a Kuotoa.
Ah, yes, the mysterious fish people.
Kuotoa magic, baby.
Ah, is that all it takes?
No.
Oh.
But it...
keep your secrets, Bleebly.
But it helps.
Huh. Well, I mean, as you know, the gods don't really go traipsing about Iona anymore. Your mother took care of that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a god of the people. I want to, you know, got to walk among them, understand their trials, tribulations, all that kind of stuff. You know, I can learn to be a better god that way.
And a heart of gold as well.
Just hear from the distance, it's in the pamphlet. God of the people.
Well, it's wonderful to know I have another ally against your dreaded uncle. He wasn't so keen on me protecting the wizards here after the Great War. When he ascended and became the God of Death, he was pretty intent on making sure that the worlds of mortals never rose again to the great heights we now find ourselves at.
Yeah, he's kind of a buzzkill.
Yes. Well, you know what they say. Sometimes you don't really... they say lots of things.
They do.
Where was I going? It's totally spacing out. Mons is drunk. Mm-hmm. He's like fully been sipping on a huge goblet of wine while he's been celebrating you. You don't always get what you ask for. And if you do get it, sometimes it's bad. He wanted to be the god of death and, well, it's a shit job, it turns out. Wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Yeah, he just doesn't know how to do the job. That's the point. He looks at it as everything has to die. That's not the job. So, yeah.
If it were me, I wouldn't want to be sitting in a red wasteland of death for all eternity.
Well, yeah, but he made it that way because he's born.
Ah, so you think that possibly a creative eye could reshape the domain?
Yes.
Ah. Oh.
I think the domain is more of what the god wants it to be. I think he made it a boring red wasteland just because he wants people to suffer in the afterlife.
Huh. I was expecting a god, but not a philosopher as well. You have to try the tiny bird. It was previously called pheasant. This one's even smaller. It was a quail.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, tiny bird sounds good.
Andy, open that big old mouth of yours.
Monza just leans over his
friend. Oh, that was actually pretty good.
How long have you been traveling with your Lord Bleebly, Alendia?
Oh, it's been, what has it been? At least a few weeks.
A few weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
You're far but south for a wood elf.
Yeah, but I've been following them for quite a while.
Hmm. Your origin grows.
Since the ass.
Is that what you call the genesis of your faith? The ass.
No, that's where the plope originally lived in Tidegol, in the ass of the Titan.
Mm. Ah, it is a... I was confused. I didn't realize it was a material place. I thought it was a metaphorical ass.
Oh, no, no. Have you seen the plope's ass? It
was caked up!
That's where they brought the wet.
Ah!
It saved my life.
Well, you don't look any drier anymore, my good friend.
Nope, real moist over here.
Oh, yes, Dewey!
Dewey.
We will cut over walking up this, like, which feels like an endless set of staircase up into a giant tower. Myra is just sitting on the back of Glebnor as she's being dragged up the tower. Teluga and Glebnor, can I get some survival or athletics checks?
So many stairs. It's a one. I kind of want a luck point that, but I want to save those for later.
19?
Glebnor? Stairs are not a problem if you're slime, because you just glide up.
On up.
Oh, you have so many.
You want to ride, Dad?
No, I got this.
Teluga is fully sweating. His legs are cramping. He hasn't had a banana all day.
I'm so out of potassium. You think they would have had banana there, but they kept feeding me grapes.
Yeah, grapes are not doing it. You got a real strong leg cramp in that thigh, buddy.
Ha!
Gotta do my stretches.
Should I pick him up, Myra?
I mean, yeah.
No, son, you keep going ahead. Phaedra, come here.
Phaedra is under the levitate spell, so she's just floating up the stairwell.
I'm going to pick him up.
No, son, I have to have a conversation with her anyways.
Don't worry, I'll make sure your father gets to the top of the tower.
26.
Oh, yeah, you pick up Toluga. Toluga, what would you like to do? You want to get carried up?
He's going to have disadvantage.
Oh, that's true. He is very slippery.
Straight roll. I have advantage on it.
Oh, never mind. Okay. It's a 26.
I resist.
I said go up there, son. Follow them.
Okay.
Father knows best.
You drop him. Before Toluga can start rolling down the stairs, this divination witch easily casts telekinesis and yanks you up.
Oh, thank God. I'm so slippery, I would have kept going all the way to the bottom.
I didn't want to see that. You wanted to speak to each other privately?
Yeah, how the bad is it?
I mean, I have seen nothing in the Web of Fate that would tell me that there is some great shadow in our approaching. The only things that I was divining is that a god from the south, a rebel blood of Thane, would arrive to great fanfare, which has all come true.
Okay, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. With what I want to be.
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of spider themes going on about you.
Yes.
I'm a big fan. My daughter's a spider, actually.
Make an insight check.
14.
She already knew that.
Oh my God, you already knew that?
Why, yes, of course.
Just a little concerned, because I am aware that there's a demon lord that is a spider, and I'm concerned about a connection. Because I don't want to relay all the information I have so that your divinations are more accurate if I know it's going to come back and bite me in the ass. Figurative ass.
Of course. I am.
Listen, if you say yes, I'm not going to be upset. I just don't want it to bite me in the ass.
You hear in your mind, because she is now using the message cantrip.
Not here, Toluga. We are being listened in on.
She points up, and you can see that floating up through the tower, there are these, for you, with your special eyes, because you can see into the ethereal plane, you can see there are these floating ethereal orbs that are clearly listening devices that float up with you as you're having these conversations.
All right, sorry. It's just a lot of stress this day. I'm probably just tired. My son just dropped me down some stairs.
These things happen.
You told me to.
Well, let's catch up with Glebnor.
Yes.
You hear in your mind, I promise you, we can make our bargains later, but not here.
All right. Up we go.
Can you guys make some nature or history checks as you get to the top of this winding wizard tower?
10 history.
23 history.
Okay. 23. Goddamn, son. Glebnor, really... just like nice looking, almost like druidic. It kind of reminds you almost as you get closer and closer to the top of the tower. This feels similar to the aesthetic that you knew when you met your bush mommy.
It's pretty nice in here, huh? Amira?
For you, Toluga, you recognize that this tower is not only occupied by the divination wizards who use the readings here to create their webs of fate. It is also the home of the star druids of this tower.
Oh, star druids!
Yes, and as you were, you know that your village, the monks of the Astral Order, use the light of the stars to train. It is very similar, I would say, to the ancient art that you have seen in the temples growing up.
Oh, I'm a bit of a starman myself!
Did I hear the word druid?
You did. What are you doing with that information?
Storing it for later.
Okay. As you finally get to the top of this winding wizard tower, you find yourselves in this large circular room, multiple windows looking out down. You guys are hundreds upon hundreds of feet up in the air. And this wizard tower is sort of very slightly rotating as... the tower, along with all of the wizard towers of the various schools of magic in this city, are kind of rotating around the temple in this almost like giant concentric ring. But you can see in this large circular room, there are multiple drow divination wizards and witches
that are in conversation with all of these different druids. The druids, you notice, most of them appear to be elves. They're very pale. These very pale elves, large, almost anime-like eyes.
God, it's so weird.
These are star druids, and these are astral elves. And they are looking into this like glistening white pool that is in the center of the room, and the top of this wizard tower is open to the moonlight that is now cascading through and lighting up this pool of water.
What are they looking at? And as I glance into the pool?
Right now, it just seems to be light. But you can see that some of the divination wizards seem to be pulling like pure moonlight out of this pool of water and turning it into strands of thread that as they spool it up onto these little wooden dowels.
Dad, moon spool.
Moon spool?
The spool and moon.
It's so much different than what Luga does.
Yeah, way less gross.
They are.
No offense.
Spooling moon. This is where we read the starlight and the moonlight and turn it into our divinations.
Oh, I was going to say, that probably makes some really comfortable clothes.
So you guys work together?
Yes, it is a symbiotic relationship. The star druids pull in the moonlight into this magic, and then we, as wizards, work together with them to turn this light show into something we can actually use.
Do you guys know the other druids?
We know many druids. What kind of druid do you know, Glebnor?
Bush mommy.
She's not a druid, son.
She's a dryad.
Fuck. The dryads practice druidic arts. You may be right there, Glebnor.
Any of you know trees dried?
Myra has gone over and is now staring into the pool.
Oh, boy. Hold on. We got to take care of this.
Oh, wait. Time out, everyone.
See, Myra? Good moon.
Weird.
Good moon.
And as she gazes at it, Glebnor, can you make a perception check with advantage?
21.
Glebnor, you're looking into this pool of starlight with your little orc friend. As you're looking down into the pool of light, you can see that it's basically just a giant reflection of this clear dome above you that goes out into the starlight. With a 21, your Zahn begins to glow. And you look into this like pool of perfect, like pristine black water. The only light inside it is the light from the stars. But when you look up, your Zahn glows and your eyes do as well as you see deep into the stars. The druids and the divination wizards and witches all look at you as you are gazing up into the heavens. And you can see that Vader's like, what is that? And as she looks up at this like astral projection of these arcane lights of the stars, it seems to be the two mechanical noses, thousands of miles away in the heavens,
oh God,
are careening toward Aeona.
They're coming, son. He said they would come after you.
I've never seen anything like this. Do you know what this is, Glebnor?
Zahm stuff.
What is a Zahm?
We're figuring that out.
Have you heard of the Dripping Palace?
I have not. This palace is very clean.
Yeah, well, that one isn't. And they want to begin the Zolve, but my son here is...
Have you heard of Zolve?
I have not.
Vaguda.
Grappa?
Not ringing any bells.
Okay, two other oozes like my son, who are not as nice, are headed careening to this planet to Zolve it.
Apparently I was supposed to be subjugating
it. But he's an angel.
I'm so not... That's not my speed.
All right. This was not in our divinations. You can see all the divination wizards, they don't know what to do. And you can see that as this projection of these strange vehicles are flying toward their planet, all of the threads of fate are starting to unwound. All of the divinations are... This is ruining things. Why are these goos coming to this planet?
I don't know.
They want me, I think.
Well, I don't know. I think they just want to Zolve everything and make everything ooze.
The guy wasn't super clear about it. I was supposed to be Zolving. Do you guys want to be goo?
You're blowing these wizards' minds. they're panicking. They've actually started basically ignoring you guys, as now a bunch of wizards are now talking to themselves, trying to figure out what this astral phenomenon is that is obstructing all of their divination rituals.
As long as one person listens, it's all we really need.
And can you two make one more round of perception checks for me?
Just don't look up.
17?
24.
As all of these wizards and druids are no longer paying attention to you and are now just are almost like they're starting to like argue amongst themselves about what this could possibly mean. As Myro looks into the pool of water, the pool turns a glowing red orange.
Zom color?
The moon turns this glowing orange in the center of the pool, and then you see the entire pool turn to black shadow as her vision wipes the board, and you can see that the pool is completely still now with no light.
Well, that's different.
That's not good, right?
I don't know.
No, you know what you did? You just cleared the slate. Now fate can be...
clean slate.
Clean slate. We start over.
Okay.
Clean slate.
I'm just trying to convince her to be...
played.
Nothing is scarier to divination wizards than not knowing what the hell is happening. And full panic is set in the
time. No. Nobody panic. And I'm going to flash my Zom.
Son, put that away.
No performance boy. Check.
10.
One of the divination wizards faints.
Oh.
Son, that could get you arrested. Close that up.
All right, guys.
No boy.
Just settle down for a sec. Deep breaths.
Totally normal, guys.
not hyperventilating. Come on.
Triangle breathing.
Yes.
Okay.
So we just don't know what's coming. We just don't know what's coming.
Dripping Palace. Grappa.
No, we'll tell you what's coming.
Vaguda.
From the goose side of things. Her side, I don't really know. We're going to figure that out.
Okay.
All right. So the goo things are coming because they want to dissolve the worlds. Like all of them, I guess. They want to make everything goo.
Do you guys feel cool with being goo?
No! Son, stop asking that, son.
A bunch of witches at the same time. No.
Okay, stop
hey,
it.
Hey, I'm cool if you don't want to be goo. That's fine.
Son, stop asking that. You're not helping.
Just asking.
See, Myra's like, maybe it wouldn't be that bad.
Myra, don't.
I'm gonna gesture at her with my...
Anyways, there's like a weird hierarchy of the goos. My son came here from the moon, but
humble
apparently
Sue's.
Was that's a term they use. I don't know what it means.
I don't either, but I heard it.
All I know is that there's an entire palace, a dripping one, out there in the universe or space somewhere that is riddled with oozes and a weird hierarchy that's trying to solve everything. And these two that they're sending out are after this planet and my son.
I didn't do a good enough
because
job.
His Zom is broken.
I got a broken Zom.
And the Zom is the glowing object he just flashed us?
I'm going to flash it again quick.
Son, stop it. But the thing is that on the... my son doesn't know this, but I do, right? I think from when I read the book, it told me like he landed on the moon before he landed here.
Yes. And I believe we also corroborated that because Glebnor had memories of crashing on the moon before.
That's where everything kind of blacks out.
Son, this is going to be a shock for you, but I think the more information I give them right now will settle them down a bit. And I just vomit up that information that I've read.
Okay.
Wide eyes.
So, you can see that in this wizard tower, Glebnor and Taluga are unloading a lot of very, very intense information on a group of very panicky wizards. But give me, I guess, we'll call this a persuasion check with advantage, because you get your son helping you here.
18. That's two of my luck points gone.
Okay. After, I mean, these are wizards, and even though they're kind of on the more crystal mommy side of wizardry, which is divination, they are still scientists. So when they are given a full explanation with all everything you know, they are eventually able to absorb it.
Did you spill the beans about the book?
From what I read about you in the book. Not the rocket science aspect.
Gotcha. Okay.
But that somehow this man got to the moon and then did whatever.
Gotcha. Okay, but yeah, I think you can see eventually Phaedra is like, I have so much research to do. We have so much research to do.
Yeah, do you see what you're experiencing now?
Yes.
Now look at the rest of this list, and I start flipping through my list.
I will be in the library. Feel free to join me when at your earliest convenience. We
what about
have a
Myra?
Lot. Myra can stay here in the divination tower. The other, the druids and the diviners here, they will keep an eye on her, and we can track any more of her dreams.
Okay.
Are you okay with that, Myra?
Yeah, that's fine. This place is kind of nice.
Sorry about your pool.
It's fine, child. I have a lot of research to do.
How long are you going to be in this library?
At least several days. I'm going to get some energy bars and some Gatorade and get in there, and then, you know, I'll be fine.
How do you want to have our chat?
I'll be there whenever you're ready.
Is this going to be a long chat? Like, I should do this now type of chat, or...
Oh, our chat?
Yeah.
Meet me tonight.
Okay.
Before you go to your rest, I will be in the library and we can talk one-on-one.
Oh!
I look towards one of the little spy things.
Orbs.
It's a date! How lovely! I'll make sure to dress my finest.
Yes.
Aren't you already in finery?
I don't think this is my fine.
It's a library date. A study date.
I write down, it doesn't have to be a real date. I'm just saying that to convince them.
I'm aware.
Well, you know, I get a lot of mixed messages.
Meet me later tonight.
All right. Fine. God. What is it, son?
Myra.
I say that. Oh, okay.
Myra's like, whoa, hi. Glebnor?
Just think it. Just think it.
Hell yeah. Glebnor?
How you feeling?
I mean, kind of the same. Nervous.
Are you comfortable here?
Yeah, I'm not worried about these dweebs.
No? Okay, I mean, you're an orc. You're probably stronger than most of these dorks.
Definitely stronger than them.
Okay.
No, I'll be fine.
I just don't want to leave you if you're feeling apprehensive.
No, it's fine. I'll send for my guards, too, and tell them I'm up here.
Oh, good thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they must be in the city by now, right?
If you go to the fire temple, you let them know I'm here?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Over and out.
Good luck! Oh, I said that out loud.
What? Good luck.
Good luck, Tulga.
With what?
Studying. Okay, bye.
Who's this one to?
Myra.
Oh, okay.
Myra.
Yeah.
Don't forget, if you need him, Little Bleebly's with you.
Little Bleebly's with me.
Oh, you have her holding
Lou. She's got... The toy soldier still.
Little toy Bleebly.
Perfect. Good to know, actually. Okay. So, the plan was here, gentlemen, you were going to meet all together before you head over to Diamondbacks. I'll say we're going to cut over once again to Arndir and Theo. Reggie is also there. He looks so bored. He's been stuck in between two wizards for hours at this point now. Mansa is so drunk. Cousin! You're not cross with me, are you?
What?
I didn't want the skeletons to fight you.
Oh, did you see how great I did? That was awesome.
You were wonderful, but the wizards, they pressured me.
It's not a big deal.
They gang up on me all the time. Everyone thinks I'm the bully, but really, sometimes they bully me.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're nerds. They gotta gang up on you to feel any sense of accomplishment.
You get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
You got to exert your power sometimes more.
I should exert my power more. Thank you, Arendelle.
Really put him in their place.
Let me see. He, like, looks over around the thing there.
Does he find Larry the Incontinent?
He sees Larry. Larry's definitely wearing, like, his second best outfit to this event. He's sitting at the end of the table. He's just, like, eating a weird pudding. Watch this, Theo. This will make me feel better. He... points over at Larry. Larry has a couple of different rings on his hand, and as he goes to bring the spoon to his mouth, all the rings constrict on his fingers. Seems to be breaking his hand. Just panic. This wizard is trying to rip the rings off. Oh, that did make me feel better.
Ah, it's hilarious.
You two are such bad influences on me.
You just gotta live a little sometimes.
I mean, he shouldn't be doing that, the nerd.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bleebly. I was terrible to judge you originally when you came here. I knew we'd be fast friends.
Hey, it's fine. I mean, you got to be a little, you know, you're a king, you know. You got to be a little weary of everything.
It's just a lot to keep together.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot's on your plate, you know. You're running all
the wizards
all over the place
are always
and...
fighting amongst each other, giving me different advice. I never know who to believe, who to trust. Now Greg's in the picture. You can see, it can really take a lot on a king.
You know what you really need to do is set up a nice, like, round table, one of, you know, the top of all the colleges, and basically have a nice sit down with everyone. And then, you know, you got a little government there.
You're a natural born leader. Can you do it?
Maybe
I'll take all the credit.
And we've got to work out like a kind of a quid pro quo type
thing. Would you be my advisor, Theo?
He gets way too close to your face.
Yeah,
you'd be good at it, I think.
I'd probably be great at it.
None of my advisors even have a gun. It's so embarrassing.
Pretty lame.
A gunless advisor. What is the world coming to?
I would offer you to stay in the palace, but I'm sure you want to inspect your temple.
Yeah, that's me and Arendir and Reggie. We're going to go check that out, you know, do a little zhuzhing up, because I haven't been there yet, so I got to make sure it's up to my standards.
Yes, they were worshipping Thane, the god of death. You probably know him as the man in black. I'm going to be totally honest, the place kind of gives me the creeps.
Well, I mean, you know, man in black, you know, he's a little creepy.
It's fine, but when you go, I've instructed everyone, you have your run of the roost in the city.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So feel free, I've instructed my bone guards not to harass you. And if you could do me a solid, just, you know, if there do happen to be Stormcrawlers still in the city, they don't fuck with you, don't fuck with them, maybe.
Oh, no, see, I'm reactionary. If they do anything to me, then that's the problem.
I read that in the pamphlet, and now I know it to be true. Mm-hmm. Anywho, I'm going to go try to make things up with Shunok. And if things don't work there, I have my beautiful golden paramour!
See, so it's like disrobing while walking toward his beautiful dragon wife.
Oh, right.
Reggie.
Thank God.
That happened so quickly.
All right, Reggie, we're going to... What is it? Diamond Fork? What did Toluca say?
These guys have diamond forks?
No, it's a bar. It's called like
Diamondbacks.
Well, how do you know? You weren't even there.
That's just a wild guess.
It's diamond something. I'm sure there's not many bar like taverns named diamond something.
It's one of my favorites
in the diamond district.
So we're meeting Toluca and Klebnor there. So, and I'm assuming Myra. So,
all right, cool.
Let's go.
You guys leave the dining hall. Can I get a last round of perception checks?
19.
7.
Arendir, as you're walking Theo away, I think there is just kind of this moment where you're just like proud to once again be in the bodyguard position. You do have your very, very, very large feather hat, though. So it is kind of obstructing some of your vision as you are leaving the banquet hall.
Mm-hmm.
Theo with a 19, you get that feeling that you may be being followed. Not totally unsurprising. But even though you have proved your godhood, you maybe haven't 100% earned the trust of all the wizards in Bodkali. The 19, you just get a sort of sinking feeling that you're being followed. But other than that, good to go! can I get some survival checks from everyone, if you guys wouldn't mind?
21.
10.
22.
20.
Jesus.
Okay. It's so hard to walk down the street with that giant hat. The feather is like knocking into wizards as you guys make your way out of the temple and back into the winding streets of Bodkali. Luckily...
Can I lobby for something?
Sure.
Since I'm an urchin... And I'm learning the streets.
Uh-huh.
Can I try and speed up and take Reggie and Arendir to try and lose the tail that I think we have?
Hell yeah. Give me... Let's call this either survival or... Actually, call it a stealth check. And you can make it with advantage.
It's an 18.
Okay. Let me need to roll real quick. I rolled a 3 on the die. As you leave the palace, you go down that crazy crystal elevator once more into the ground floor of Bodkali. It is getting cool now in the desert town. Once the sun sets, the temperature drops pretty fast in Magria. But you can see all the braziers in the city are finally lit up with magical fire. It's still pretty busy down here. Bodkali is one of those metropolis-type wizard cities where no one really sleeps. There's plenty of wizards that are just... mainlining black coffee and studying their hearts out. But the streets aren't as busy as when you first arrived at the gate. And with that very high stealth check, whoever was tailing you loses you as you make it into the underground district.
Can I basically flavor it as we were going, I was telling them where to go and taking off each of the jackets and robes and putting it on someone else and like,
oh, hell yeah.
Like, like getting around them. And hopefully at a certain point they lose me because I don't have any of the flashy clothes on anymore.
Yeah. Make one final perception check.
It's a 19 again.
With a 19 perception check. As you're rounding the corner with your little troop here, you like see that Arandir throws this huge feather like down an alleyway. It like fills an alleyway, just like goes sideways and stops it. But as you turn the corner, you just make out of your corner of the eye with your new devil's sight. Your eyes are even sharper than they were before. You can just see that a pair of wizards seem to have just lost you. They're looking down the street and they see that you've lost them in the crowd here. You notice that both of these wizards are from the Evocation College. As you escape their little pursuit here and make your way into the winding underground district. Here, the architecture is much more heavily part of the drow aesthetic. You can tell the drow clearly live in the underbelly of Bad Kali. Their section of the city is connected to the Underdark itself. And you see that as you come down one of these winding streets, you make out Glebnor and Taluga are standing in front of an old beat-up tavern.
I kept the Pope hat, but I've lost out the robe.
I'm basically gonna, like, huddle up with you guys.
So I was being followed.
Oh.
By, I think it was Evocation Wizards.
What? Yeah. How'd you see them?
Well, I'm really good at maneuvering, and I've lost all the flashy clothes. I think that kind of threw them off.
Flashy clothes, huh? I really like this hat, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
put it in the bag.
All right.
You take it out later.
Give it to Cobbler.
You open your bag of holding. Cobbler's inside the bag of holding, waiting as you feed him a like 4 foot tall hat. He pulls it into the bag.
Thanks, Cobbler. High five.
Did I like see the wizard's faces at all or no?
With your high perception check, one was a human, one was a blue dragonborn.
Okay. And if I saw either one of them again, would I be able to tell, like, would I be able to see a distinction of,
yeah, what? 19 perception, I think you would.
Okay, so I think we should follow up on that after we do a couple of, you know, some stuff here, figure out what the hell they want.
I mean, what we could do is, and I whip out the kazoo.
That's your solution to everything. I mean, it worked with Larry.
Well, no, I mean, I lost them. They're not following anymore, but we got to figure out why they were following me.
I mean, if it's a blue dragonborn.
I mean, it's very possible.
All right.
But we should probably follow up on it at some point, because if they're not really wizards or they're Krizzic wizards.
Krizzards.
If they're in the Evocation school, we might be able to root them out and figure out if they're in other schools as well.
Well, we should probably let... Well, actually, no, the king probably won't do anything about it.
Well, he specifically asked that we don't attack any Krizzic people if we see them, unless they attack us first.
I know.
Can I antagonize?
It's a real bummer.
Oh, as long as we don't attack, I think it's fine. Like, if you want to call them, like, idiots or, you know, anything.
Okay. We could throw an egg at them.
Hold on.
You're making those in space.
I
want
to use my special eyes to see if I see any invisible wizard.
Yeah,
see
go
if
ahead.
I notice anyone that...
Make a perception check for me.
So 23.
No one visible around you.
Okay. We're in the clear, guys. I don't see any invisible guys.
Is this the tavern we're supposed to go to?
I think so. I look up.
Yeah, you can see there's a...
In,
yeah, go ahead.
Thieves can't.
Yeah, give me a quick thieves can check. Perception or investigation, Glebnor.
19.
Yeah, this is 100% a hive of scum and villainy. This place is full. It is very clear that inside this building, this is where people trade in secrets, assassinations. And I will also point out again, you have been told that inside this city, the curse of Magria does not affect anyone. So people in this town die, they regular die.
But I think with all the thieves' can on the door, you can see that there is the symbols for a secret knock to be done on the front door, Glebnor. A slit opens in the door, and you see a pair of like reptilian eyes eyeing you up and down, Glebnor.
Wink, wink. We're here for ale.
This creature looks around for a moment.
Wink, wink.
Slides the eyes shut closed. You hear fumbling on the other side as the door opens. And an incredibly buff snake man is standing on the other side of the door.
Oh my god, you're huge.
There is this rippling, strange wan ti. He has the torso of a muscular man, but the head of a snake. He's wearing very tight little leather pants. And like a little kind of string, sort of like a string top. What are those things called?
Tank top.
Like a tank top, but it's like the thinnest little strings. It's a very muscular snake man.
Sick pants, dude.
Thank you.
What do you bench?
Wouldn't you like 250?
No, the important question is, what do you squat?
Oh, I can't squat. My legs are small.
Yeah. Don't skip leg day, man.
I'm happy I have legs. You don't all have them.
Oh, really?
One T.
Never met one.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Shakes your hand.
You guys here for like drinks or crime?
The drinks.
Yes.
Maybe a crime? A little crime?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, come on, dude.
I knew the knock, didn't I?
You knew the knock.
Why are you going to ask?
You knew the knock.
Let us in.
No, my bad. I shouldn't be like, the boss keeps telling me to stop saying are you
secrecy.
Here for crime. I'm sorry. I don't know.
This strange wanty bouncer leads you in. You guys enter.
What's your name, friend?
Oh, I'm Jake.
Jake? Jake the Snake.
I've never heard that before.
Well, there you go, buddy.
Cool.
Take that one to the bank, Jake.
I'm gonna go make a t-shirt.
This Yuan-Ti bouncer wanders away.
Put me down for one of those, Jake.
You want one of my t-shirts?
Yeah, I'll take one of those too.
Oh, no, can I get one for everybody?
Yeah.
You want one too? What is this?
I want more of a poncho.
I could ask the guy. I don't know.
Maybe a moo-moo?
Yeah, something.
This is the most I ever talked to anyone.
Really? You're a great guy.
Oh, the boss says I'm not good at talking.
You're great at it.
What does he know?
I enjoy talking to you.
Don't let the man get you down, Jake the Snake.
Do you guys have a belief system I could become a part of?
Yeah, this one right here.
Absolutely.
Hand him a pamphlet.
Guys, you have one follower of your bleep count? That's Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake. Instantly.
Yeah.
Your last name there, Jake the Snake?
Murkowski.
Jake Murkowski?
You know how to handle a weapon, Jake?
Only these pythons.
Oh my god. These guns?
Hey. That's my joke.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Your mitts.
Yeah, come on in.
You guys walk into this smoky, dimly lit bar.
What? Why is it like this? This is so bad for breathing.
Yeah, everyone's smoking a cigarette. Can you all make some quick perception checks for me?
Guys, it's too smoky in here.
19.
Nat 1.
Dirty 20.
Theo, you can't see shit. There's so much smoke in the air.
Jesus Christ.
And you're trying to use your new devil sight, but this isn't magical darkness. This is just grime. This is just a smoke-filled, horrible den.
Put your goggles on.
Yeah, I'm putting my goggles on because my eyes are burning. They got like, I'm like tearing up. Like,
I see you put yours on. I got to put mine on.
Jesus.
Glebnor with your 19. Every brand of strange bounty hunter is sitting in this bar.
Yes.
As you walk in, there's a table full of these like large rat folk. They all have like little hoods drawn, long spindly whiskers, big bucked horrible teeth. They're all playing like knife games where they're stabbing each other. There's another table of these like Medusa bounty hunters, these gorgons with long snake hair. They clearly have like Jaegeron weapons, these like kind of like electrical looking swords that are cackling on the table as they're repairing them. You can see there is a strange assortment of humans, dwarves. It is a full bustling bar of criminals. And sitting at the bar on a very, very tiny stool, you can see your old friend Yarno is waiting.
Yarno was also smoking a cigarette.
Can I actually, in like the notebook that I have where I draw out all the guns, can I make note of the weapons, the Jaegeron ones with the lightning crackling?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Make a, we'll cause like a quick investigation check. Most of the Jaegeron weapons you've heard of have been
five
long range ones. Yeah, you're just like drawing a cool electric sword in your notebook. You can see.
Sick.
Can you guys make real quick arcana checks actually as you approach Yarno, who's sitting at the bar?
18.
Nat 1.
16.
Yeah, Theo, just so distracted. So much going on. So smoky.
13.
Awesome. Once again, Glebnor and Arendir, you guys clock this. As Yarno goes to light a cigarette, he lights it with his finger. He snaps and there's a little flame in his hand as he goes to light the smoke. And he puts his finger out as he watches you guys approach.
That's new.
Wow. Nice pyro magic.
Thanks. I can't believe you guys are here. You're fucking late. Get over here.
We're just gonna gloss over the pyro magic.
You didn't even give us a time.
I just assumed you'd be here earlier. How long have you guys been dicking around in Magria?
Dicking around?
You left Brandini a few days ago. How long? It shouldn't have taken you that long to get here. What have you guys been doing?
I died.
Okay, how did you...
Thank you very much.
You died?
How did you get here?
There's tunnels underneath.
We didn't know about the tunnels. We had to go all the way through the desert with people trying to kill us.
Also...
Bone wave!
One of them succeeded and killed me.
Who is this guy?
Also, Yarno, check this out.
I'm Arendir. I'm
Wolf. Oh, this guy is my bodyguard. He's fantastic at
killing.
Well,
you're still alive, so I'm guessing he's probably pretty good at the gig.
Number one follower.
Number one follower? Yeah. Actually, I met these guys way before you did, so if anyone's like the number one follower, it would probably be me.
Have you died for him yet?
No, okay. I don't really plan on.
So, number one, dying. Me, okay. That guy.
All right.
He looks over to Luca like,
you're this guy serious? Where him?
What is that?
There's a lot that's happened.
You guys left the Hill Dwarfs a few days ago. What could have possibly happened in that amount of time?
We got our nice big 18-wheeler car.
We stopped for gas and that.
And then we got a buggy.
All right, okay.
Destroyed
and
a bone wave.
And we killed a mind flare.
Okay. Have you ever had a glizzy?
What?
Shut up and eat this. I huck a glizzy into his mouth.
All right, you guys sit at the bar here. There's like a dwarven barmaid who pours you all a bunch of ales.
Oh, fine.
And he's just eating apple juice for my son. Of course. He's eating a glizzy while you guys fill him in on all of your Arc 4 adventures.
Yikes. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I was eventually planning on meeting up with you guys anyway, but then this started happening.
He flicks his fingers again, and there's more of that flame.
Me and the other kobolds. It's fire magic.
Yeah.
Oh!
It just came back.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's gotta be, Jakats.
Jakats,
The Flame Mother.
The Flame Mother.
That's the Flame Mother.
She's back.
Kiki's rogues. They've been in the town for a while. We actually used to get in. Apparently, she's been getting information fed to her from Badcali for years, but they let us know that apparently there's some fire god in Badcali now, bringing back all the fire magic.
Yeah. The Flame Mother.
Yeah.
You guys are much more well informed than I was expecting you to be. I'm being totally honest.
We socialize, unlike you.
I have been very busy. You know what it's like training your army down there?
Sometimes, do you want off the hinge Yarno really associating with normal people?
No.
Make a real quick perception check if you guys wouldn't mind.
5.
11.
18.
30, 20.
Taluga, you notice right away the door swings open and Dozer walks in. And he kind of like sidles up to the bar.
Don't mind him. He's been crazy since we left.
There's just a lot going on and we need to talk to them.
What happened?
Dozer.
Yeah.
Did you get Jeff down all right?
He's doing a great job. He's been making choco tacos like crazy.
Really? Hold on. Let me see if I can grab one. I reach in the bag for a choco taco.
A delicious chocolate taco comes into the bag.
I don't even have to roll?
Don't even have to roll.
Oh my God.
That guy's really into you, Theo. Like, really into you.
How is it, Daddy?
Yeah.
Son, here you go.
Doze, you get the case? Doze's like, oh yeah, hold on a sec. He has like a big case on his back. He kind of takes off of it and he's like, let's get a table. Yarno,
sweet case.
Walks over to this table. Doze is like, thank you, it is a sweet case.
It was a nice case.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, impressive.
I'm sorry, it's not that exciting inside. He puts it on the table and swings it open.
Oh, it opens.
Yeah, it's a good case.
I didn't hear a single squeak on those hinges.
Wow. And Yarno is like, the king told me to tell you guys to stop calling him in all hours of the night. there is a full case of sending stones.
Oh. Are they labeled?
Yes.
Thank God, guys, I got these.
We got a lot to coordinate here, boys. We're doing a whole war, right? Is that still the plan?
Yeah, what I do is I make a beaded monk necklace out of all the sending stones.
All the sending stones?
Perfect.
Whoever I need to call goes right front center.
Yeah, you can see that there are sending stones that go to your father, your mother, your uncle Gulp. There are sending stones that go to the king of the dwarves. And you can see that there is a sending stone that goes to Bouncicles.
Even Bouncicles.
Bouncicles made me promise to bring you one. So.
What about Nancine?
You don't want to talk to Nancine right now. She's pretty pissed.
Does she have one, though?
No, I didn't ask. Bouncicles quit. He's training your army.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, he's helping a lot, actually.
Not Doreen.
Oh, wait. What was the other
Nancine?
One?
Nancine.
Nancine.
Oh.
From Brandini.
I didn't really go.
We kind of hit it off over brunch.
I haven't gotten in contact with the dwarves in Brandini, but I'm sure we could probably find you some.
Okay.
I can...
I mean, Staglio owe me a bunch of money.
What was that, son?
Nothing!
Better not be talking about gambling.
No.
He's talking about Staglio owes me money from a gig when you were talking to Nancine. Okay. I helped him out with something, and he didn't have the money to pay because of the...
He had lost it all in the gambling previously.
Yeah. So he it was an IOU to me. It's fine.
Insight check.
Insight check. You both can make deception checks. You see, Yarno's looking up at Arendir. He's
six.
Like, that is a very big sword.
15.
That's a 23.
It's pretty sweet, right?
Nice.
I gotta show him.
These dummies are somehow lying. Glimnor looks so guilty.
I know the way my son wiggles when he's guilty.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to help Mo because he shouldn't get in trouble for this. It was my fault.
Okay.
All right. that was it.
Arendir, can you make a quick insight check for me? Just in general, in the room. As you're all kind of sitting now at this like table in the back here, you're kind of catching up with Yarno and Dozer.
9.
Okay. You're getting just a weird air in the room as all of these bounty hunters seem to be looking at you.
Like, uh-oh.
Can I excuse myself to the bathroom?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
I'm going to follow them.
I'm going to look, turn around, and I hold up the coin of Anton Dresden. I'm like, eh?
You flash that to the rest of the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I'm like, don't you dare. And I tuck it away.
Am I in the bathroom?
And I turn back around.
Can I, I had a one thing I wanted to see if I could do.
Yeah, please.
So I have a water skin in my equipment.
Uh-huh.
Could I try to fashion a bald cap for my lord?
A bald cap?
No.
What kind of check do you want to make?
I guess it would be performance?
You could do performance? Yeah. Okay.
Nah.
You want to make a bald cap?
Yeah.
For Bleebly?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, you could ask for my help. I have a disguise kit.
Oh, yeah, you do. That would have helped. 7.
Okay. You turn, you're in the bathroom.
The seam is so exposed.
You turn this water skin inside out, so you have this like kind of like weird fuzzy cap, sort of.
Okay.
What do you want to do with it?
I'm just going to come out of the bathroom.
Okay.
I'm standing outside the bathroom because I would have,
yeah. Yeah, watch him leave away. Yeah, you open the door and Theo's just standing right there waiting.
I'm just going to hand him what I wanted to try. I know you really wanted one out of that car. I feel like there's going to be a lot of heat on me coming out of this bar. So if anything goes down and we get separated, I wanted you to have this, my lord.
An inside-out water skin?
It's supposed to be a bald cap.
Oh,
you can maybe paint it later, or Glebnor can work on it for you, but...
That's a good idea.
That's the best I could do in short notice.
I appreciate it.
Put my hand on his shoulder and be like, it's been a pleasure.
You're an amazing follower. You know, hate to see you go.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens after this encounter, but you know, my heart will always go with Bleebly.
Theo, make a quick insight check if you wouldn't mind.
It's a 14.
All of the bounty hunters in this building are looking at Arendir. And it's gotten dead quiet in the bar.
Even after I flash the coin?
Once you flash the coin, you notice that all the little rat folks are whispering to themselves. And at this point, you can see your friend Jake walks up.
Hey, dudes. the boss wants to see you now.
Okay.
It's getting awkward in here, so
yeah.
I think you probably should.
I make my arm the gun, like, and I hold the coin out, like, could be any one of you if you step up at me wrong.
Make an intimidation check as you're walking through the bar of these, like, deadly-looking bounty hunters that are all watching you.
But I got an 8.
Okay.
Anyone thought they could tussle with Anton Dresden?
Yeah.
Because he's dead now.
Oh, go ahead. You can make that advantage now that Arendir has added a little extra stank on the threat.
Okay, hold on. It could be better.
Question.
It's a 9.
Can I lobby for something even though I shouldn't be able to do it?
Depends.
I just want to, in this whole thing, I know the wings are only allowed to be once.
Yeah.
Could I just, like, flash out the wings with both guns in my hand?
Yeah, give me intimidation with advantage because it's scary as hell.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Boy, howdy.
That's a 3, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. We're nailing this intimidation.
Not really being intimidating right
now. Son, you want to join in?
Yes. I think what's really happening, honestly, is you guys are trying to put on this, like, tough face, but you guys have been fighting for hours.
And we're just tired.
And you guys are pretty beat up.
That's true. We haven't rested yet.
Not really.
I mean, Theo, you're kind of fine.
I still got a bunch of key points. I could...
Jake leads you over to a small steel door that is behind the bar.
Boss is aside.
He opens the door. Like hookah smoke pours out of this door as the door frame opens. Can you guys make some perception checks as you walk inside Diamondback's office?
Toluga, I know why the intimidation didn't work. The goggles, they're not intimidating at all.
Oh my god, we left them on!
18.
19.
12.
I got an 11. I like to think I took the goggles off after you said that. Yeah. I'm like, oh my god!
Yeah, you guys have a sting of smoke on your eyes.
What is with this?
How do they operate with
this? I don't know.
Glebnor and Arendir, I think, is kind of like the muscle of the group. You could have, like, lead everyone else inside. You kind of get in front here. And behind this desk is this roiling, massive snake. And that's what... the first thing you notice is this big, large wooden desk, and there's this huge, roiled-up snake behind it. But you notice that the snake isn't sitting in a chair. It is just kind of curled around the desk. And I think, Glebnor, with that very high roll, you peer through the smoke. You can see that actually sitting at a very, very small chair behind the desk, there is a tiny mouse. His brain is exposed, and there's, like, pulsing little bits of purple going through his mind.
Well, well, well. Welcome. Name's Variant Mouse. So I hear you're coming to Bad Cali. Couple of wild figures coming into my town. Flashing pretty fancy jewelry, eh, fish man?
Yeah, mouse man.
He points at the coin on your chest.
Now listen, no hard feelings, but that's one of my best guys.
Well, he's dead.
You did kill him, it appears. Your friend Yano tells me you got plans on moving through my underdog, coming up into the dead end of the city and the town.
You keep saying you're a lot.
I kind of run the show here.
Here? Or like here?
Well, I'm no king. I just meant here in my underground network. Bad Kelly's teeming under streets, they belong to Bavarian Mouse. They call me that because my head's different. I got big ideas, big thoughts, a big network. I'm a pretty good ally to have. Yeah?
I can't see anything with all the smoke. It's stinging my eyes.
Okay, so your guy started it. We had to kill him.
Listen, we get contracts from all over Rayona. Who am I to say no to the elves? Your boy there. I'm talking about you, Blondie.
Points over at Arndir.
Big sword, psycho killer. They want you back.
I've turned over a new leaf. I don't just kill for no reason anymore. How can I wipe this slate clean?
That's between you boys and the elves.
But say we if you to were to that. Not distribute this bounty while in Dot Collie.
So maybe we do a little bit of an exchange here. I tell the elves that Mr. Arendir here met a horrible end. And maybe I slide a little bit of a fake soul coin their way. They won't know till they get back to Corellus. It's a falsie. But I'm going to need something in returns. Like I can't be doing this out of the goodness of my own heart.
I know what you want. I reach for a Choco Taco.
You can't persuade me.
You haven't even tried it.
I'm a businessman.
And this is an enterprise you're passing up.
I'll take a nibble. Oh, well, well, well. This is a tasty treat. You're a very respectable man, Mr. Fish.
Thank you. Name's Taluga. Bapu go.
Listen.
Plop of the people.
How about you, do you have vehicles in your employ?
Yeah, I got my guys. We zoot around town. We got some bikes. We got some cars.
How do you fuel these vehicles?
You know, soul coins if we can get them. Sometimes we put a little bit of ichor in it.
How would you like to have a safe supply of fuel for your vehicles?
There's no such thing as safe fuel in Magria, big man.
That's what you think, well, buddy.
We have a connection.
No.
We got a fuel plug.
You got a plug. These guys.
He looks up at this massive snake that is clearly his guardian.
Well, 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 what do I do? What does the variant mouse do? This is kind of a good plan.
I can ensure the safe import of this fuel to Bot Kali for you. Me and the distributor, we go way back.
The distributor, okay. Another businessman, I assume?
We have to keep him anonymous for safety reasons.
Hey, this is a dangerous business. You're gonna get the variant mouse. All right, all your voice, right.
Your voice kind of broke there for a moment.
No,
I didn't.
It's all the hookah. Yeah. I've been smoking all day.
Probably not good for your lungs.
I eat a lot of cheese. The combination, it's terrible on my palate.
That's a lot of bacteria growing.
Listen, if I tell the elves you're dead, mister, you got to lay low.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you want to hear a peep out of me. I'll just be just a shadow guarding your...
My line, safe. My fuel line?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm a good driver.
You look dexterous.
Thanks.
Is this okay with yous? We take your guy off commish for a bit. He ends up working for me a little, making sure we got a nice clean line of fuel in the Bacali.
And we make sure he's safe.
You'll be safe. I'll tell the elves you're dead. Someone cut your fucking head off.
And what about
language?
The,
my son is two.
The fellows in the bar that already have their...
Yeah, I'll call them off.
They'll listen to you?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a well-respected member of the community.
Well, if they happen to attack me while in your bar...
Nah.
You hold
nah,
it against
nah.
me if...
If you would have murdered him back, no, I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, perfect.
It's fine.
I like this. I like this deal.
Now, here's the thing. I can't let you keep Dresden. He's my best guy.
Why?
He's real good.
He's dead.
He killed
him. Hey, maybe he picked a fight he wasn't ready for. You guys are some tough customers.
He killed people tell me right.
He killed three innocent people for no reason.
He was pretty ready.
He's kind of a loose cannon. See, he came very highly recommended from the mother brain.
Who? So, if we're to
She's
give you...
She's a big
you...
brain.
Who's the big... Who's a mother brain?
His old-ass brain.
Hold on, Arndir. A variant mouse. If we're to give you this soul coin of Dresden for you to bring him back or do whatever it is...
Yeah.
We're going to need something in return.
Something big.
Because this man killed three of our friends. Well, four, actually, which we had to bring back. And then, you know, it took a toll on all three of us. It was not a fun fight.
Yeah, he's a tough guy, that Dresden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Punched the fuck out of his car, though.
Flipped it over in one punch.
He loves that car. He's going to be pissed.
Yeah. He ain't getting it back.
All right, you can keep the car.
All right, but
well, that was a non-negotiable.
Yeah, that was non-negotiable. He wasn't getting it back, so. Listen, finders keepers.
I'm just saying, you give me Dresden back, I give him to the elder brain. Everything's square. You got no problems about Cali. We'll get your buddy here working under the table. It'll all be good.
But what's that get us if I give you this? You just keep saying you give him to the brain, but you already negotiated a fuel deal with him.
You can see Yarno is kind of like watching you guys make this negotiation. Normally Yarno would have jumped in, but you guys are kind of doing a pretty good job here. He's kind of just looking nervously, and you see this small, strange mouse with this exposed, pulsating little brain. He's like,
all right, you give me a headache. Give me a sec. Let me think. Let me think.
All right. Daddy, you want some water? You might be dehydrated from all the hookah.
I'm very dehydrated.
Daddy.
What?
Do we get a hat for this guy?
I'm out of hats.
Shit.
Wait.
Do you want a little hat?
Hold on. I might have just the hat. It's going to tear me apart, too.
No, no, no.
I start pulling out the Pope hat.
No, 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 no.
Ooh la la!
Not the Pope hat.
You wanted him to have a hat.
I can have my bowler.
Here you go.
You're a very good man, a good businessman.
And he puts this, the Pope hat is so tall on this mouse that it's like scraping the ceiling when he like turns to talk to people.
All right, listen. You give me Anton. I'll make sure you guys have a nice clear way of moving through the Underdark.
What would be stopping us anyways?
Oh, there's a lot of drow down there that ain't gonna let you come marching in with your Underdark dwarven army. Your friend Yarno here tells me you got plans with the lava belly.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, if you're gonna be transporting the whole army underneath Magria, you're gonna wanna do it pretty sneaky-like. I imagine you don't want people knowing you're coming.
True. But I mean, it's not just the dwarves, it's 494 spiders.
That's a lot of transportation, I'm just saying. You're gonna want someone that can facilitate an operation like this.
He's not getting any of his stuff back, including his clothes.
Nah, I'm gonna send him back naked. I don't worry about it. Listen, I ain't turning that guy back in my bar. I'm gonna send him right back to the Elder Brain. That's a problem.
Okay. I look at Aaron Deer. I'm like, Aaron Deer? You okay with this?
I'm not happy about it, but as long as this guy keeps me safe, then it's fine. I don't want to see him.
Don't worry about it. He ain't gonna come near you.
All right, but just for one last time, and I flip him as hard as I physically can.
You flip Anton Dresden one more time. He lands back in your hand.
All right, here you go.
Thank you. Pleasure doing business. Let me get you a dummy soul coin made up. I'm going to send it to the elves. I'm never going to know.
Fairy Mouse gets to working on a counterfeit coin. But yeah, I mean, the plan here now is Arndir is going to lay low for a bit with our boy Petch. And we got a lot of plans in Bad Kali, but thank you so much, Roger, for joining us on this guest arc. That is the end of Arndir's journey here. Anything you guys would like to do is say goodbye to your first true Templar of the Blee Blee Faith.
Bear hug!
God, you always want the hugs.
I touch his chest and I do what I did to Frick with him when I marked his. I'm like, you are dubbed the Shield of Blee Blee.
Yeah, blinding fish light across your chest.
Oh my God. I see you.
I'm gonna miss you, big man. I'm gonna miss you.
I'm not gonna cry until after you leave. I promise.
I'm gonna go over, shake Arndir's hand, and then I'm gonna take a little bit of the tree oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably have to make the save.
Yeah, make a quick con save for me.
Oh, I love it when we do this.
It's a dynamite bit.
11.
Okay. Yeah. You're very slow.
Yep. And it's the slowest. I'm going to put basically just mark like a gun in the middle of his forehead, but it's so slow.
Yeah, nice.
Oh. And then when it hits him, he has to make the con save.
Make a con save for me, Arndir. Your final roll of the campaign.
Amazing. 21.
You are not slowed, but you are blessed by Blee Blee himself.
And dubbed the Shield.
I couldn't be happier. My only regret is I only got one session with Cobbler. I really hope that my old tendencies don't come back. But I should be fine.
Wait, hold on.
As long as I'm working,
you got a good therapist
for the underground.
Hey, we don't really have any psychiatrist on retainer.
You're going to need one for
Very that. Most, you got any sending stones?
I suppose I got next to one or two kicking
hold
around.
On, Cobbler. Give him your number.
Yeah. Get a sending stone with Cobbler. You can give him a call. He's always in there. So
that'd be great.
Yeah.
I could really use that.
This mouse rolls a huge sending stone over to you.
Okay.
One for your brick friend.
Thank you. Hey, Cobbler, here you go for your session appointments.
I'm going to wrap Arendir up like a blanket.
Oh, he's big flatting
I'm going to miss you, buddy.
You too, Glamnor.
Have a glizzy for me.
Oh, I will. My FIFA champion.
Yeah. Hey, you beat that top score. You let Cobbler tell me.
All right. You.
I think you'll cut to just outside Bakali's gate. You can see that there is an earth elemental that is actually waiting at the gate. He was holding a giant jug of oil on his back.
That's right. They do just pick it up.
Yeah. Again, Petch did promise you there'd be a delivery of the oil you guys rescued. And this massive earth elemental just plops this big, just barrel full of oil in front of you, Taluga.
All right, well, I gotta get this over to Gertie, I guess.
I think Glebnor can probably carry that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And the earth elemental looks at you, Arendir.
I'm going with you, buddy.
Okay.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye.
It's been a lovely journey to meet you all, finally. But I will carry on the word of Bleebly and sacrifice as many souls. No more sacrificing. Saving as many souls as I can in the name of Bleebly.
There you go. That's my big man.
See, Reggie's like,
I'll say hi to Pesh for you.
Reggie's like,
please do.
It's been an honor serving with you, Arendir. And maybe it doesn't have to be forever. We have to go talk to the elves eventually. Maybe we could go sort things out. And then you don't have a bounty at all.
That'd be great. I would love that.
We'd love to have you back in the fight.
Keep those servos nice and oily.
My servos are loosey-goosey.
He gives you a final high five.
Like to do like a, try and do like a little handshake, like a little secret handshake with Reggie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Can you slit a handshake?
15.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Reggie got a 17? Yeah. You and Reggie have like a cool secret servo handshake.
Nice.
There we go. All right.
Servos for life.
Servos for life.
What? What was that?
Don't worry about it.
You and your secrets.
Oh. Shut up!
What? What did you say?
Keep that grenade safe. Don't let Taluga have it.
Don't worry. I will not let him.
What was that?
Don't even bring it up. I don't even know if I still have it. Okay. Good luck.
We will end tonight's session with Arendir and an earth elemental walking into the desert at night, moonlight cascading across the barren wasteland of Magria, and going the opposite direction. Theo, Reggie, Glebnor, and Taluga are rolling a barrel of oil through the streets of Bodkali, probably making their way to Gertie.
Yep.
And we will catch up with the Chaos Crew next time. Thank you all for joining us. A little long one on this one, actually. You know, it's a big one. We had to say goodbye to our boy Arendir. I'm so sorry, Arendir, to go. We had such a good time. Catch us on Friday, and we'll have our little send-off after show. But yeah, that's it for us, gang. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.